Good evenings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Hutton Orbital Radio, the news report. I'm Dick Chafing, and joining me in the studio tonight, we have our dual reporter slash tech monkey slash something slash Mike Ox Long.
Good evening. Later in the show, I'm joined by Commanders Flossie, Wotherspoon, Bucknecked, and the Green Room, and others. We don't have a Rudolph Hucker, as he's been sent out to Coventry.
Yeah, but first, we have the headlines from around Hutton Space. Outrage at Pap snaps of Lael's Baps.
Special effects with airbrush goes astray.
EDF come around to Hutton's point of view.
Who let the dogs out? Of Sirius.
Close-knit family ties discovered in Epsilon Irandi. You would have to be barmy to fly to Hutton to set up a 24-hour camera feed pointing at the mess hall. But that is exactly what one pirate TV station has done this week. Rumors are floating around like dark matter in the universe about a pirate TV station parked outside Hutton Orbital. The Hutton Peeping Tom's purpose is profoundly perplexing. Maybe they've heard that Miss Lael enjoys a good hard roll in the kitchen with a footlong with extra sauce and plenty of meat. Whatever, they've seen her scoffing, Lael, now has a bit of a cob on. Watching Miss Wolf a Thargoid in chips or chow down on a big cow pie might not be everyone's cup of tea, but like submolecular gastronomic chef Heston Blumandale, these pirates have eccentric tastes. And a sous-vide that can take a whole cow in one go. Or they could be attempting to discover how we can sell anacondas for 100 credits. Remember all that extra scrap we bought in the cheap during the community goal? In any case, Miss Lael has ordered blinds for the kitchen windows so when she stuffs her face at midnight, it won't be broadcast all the way out to Beagle Point.
The Good Ship Special Effect, piloted by Commander Kinrain, has been impounded pending an investigation into alleged nude selfies. In an attempt to harvest entries for a photographic competition in support of Special Effect, the Commander had published a request for pilots to send in photographs of their asps and pythons in front of beautiful things. One condition of the competition was that the featured items should be uncovered so that Special Effects artists could add the finishing touches with an airbrush. The resulting barrage of wholly inappropriate imagery serves as a reminder to all pilots that anything that can be taken the wrong way will be taken the wrong way, and probably used against you. We won't even mention the results of his suggestion that photographs include hot, gushing geezers.
With the EDF busy defending Earth from the Thargoid menace deep inside the Pleiades, another senior member of their team has decided that the best defense for the solar system is a classic old duffer buffer. Using a classic military maneuver known as the no-no, you go first defense, it appears that a certain member of the EDF are planning on telling the Thargoid menace that humanity's last line of defense is a fleet of anacondas all parked at Hutton Orbital. Along with the galaxy's entire supply of cracked industrial firmware, modular terminals, 100 credit notes, left-handed screwdrivers, long weights, black flashing lights, and for use on night maneuvers, and, of course, stripy paint.
Hutton Orbital was serious about getting their dogs out of Sirius system this past week. Alvin's vacation doghouse was packed with care, moved out of the Dogstar region, and relocated to Epsilon Eridani, where he hopes he will enjoy peace and quiet instead of all the ruckus that was seriously suppressing his sentimentality of solitude during sabbaticals in Sirius. Don't worry, folks. We made sure to clean up after ourselves as we left and are expecting to receive our full deposit in a week's time. Even Alvin's used pooper scooper and full baggies were dropped off into the star to help add fuel to the fire as the truckers relinquished their attention on the repulsive system.
A questionable way of life has been discovered in a newly held station in Epsilon. Fortress Cousins by the Hutton Truckers. After kicking the Sublime Order of Vanman and Star out on their collective keisters and looking over the station's roster, Alvin discovered that this little agricultural oasis in the black has residents who all share the same last name. Further DNA testing has discovered that Fortress Cousins is true to its namesake. After some investigative reporting by our field reporter Phil Ip Oliver Holtz, we have found that the Mad Monks attempted to breed a new variety of Super Monk via their eugenics program. I'll try that one again. Via their eugenics program. Alvin and Lael are disgusted by this behavior and have offered incentives for a wider variety of DNA samples, aka colonists, and those who want to move from their current home, be brought in to help diversify the population. Applicants must be from a homeworld no less than 50 light-year distant, have all their teeth, achieve an IQ score of 100 or greater, and pass a morality test. Those accepted will receive a 5,000 credit bonus as well as their own berth on the station for relocation. Help the truckers stop the madness in Epsilon Eridandi and close down their nefarious Oedipus complex.
News just in. 51 trucker cash dump prevents black and white paint pump gazump. With the delivery of new experimental type of paint delivery system to the Hutton space expected in the near future, funded by philanthropist, philatelist, flautist and flatulatist Kai Psycho Cow, there was a horror when it turned out that the entire consignment was being diverted by the dastardly Don for delivery into Imperial space. Outrage that Hutton's very own Bovophile would be prevented from testing this new Frisian camouflage on his very own Type 9, a 51 commander squadron of Hutton truckers and allies set forth to intercept the shipment. Carrying not only the original payment for the stunningly complex paint job blob splattering kit, but an additional 950 tons of gold, their mission was clear. Claim the cow's stake back from the heinous interdiction of the Don. The convoy was met. Canisters changed hands. Hands were shaken. The equipment is being returned triumphantly to Hutton space by way of a brief stock at Calden en route. They might even stick some horns on the front of his Type 9 to complete the look, once they've tested it, of course. Oh, and no. I have our roving reporter here, Aid Levice, to give us more news.
Oh, I think it's absolutely disgusting that the Imperials are trying to interdict cow skins and things like that. It's disgusting behaviour. I mean, what do Lacon have anything to say about this as well? Do we have any Lacon representatives?
We got a Lacon rep.
Sadly, that report was lost there due to Ben being a complete idiot.
So, Ben, I gather you've got more details on the 51 trucker interdiction.
Well, there might have been slight problems this evening, yes, that required, as you say, a nice interdiction by a group of commanders who appreciate and love Grant for all the work that he does.
Hold on. They're not called commanders. They're not called friends. They're called loyal spuds.
They are indeed called. Yes, they are indeed called loyal spuds. That is very true. And, you know, there were certain things that weren't allowed to happen and certain things that had to happen. So, you know, we basically had to make sure that things were for the spud.
Absolutely.
We cannot come up with a for the spud.
We can come for the spud. Have a look at the what I'm about to post on Twitch and I've just done in here, Grant.
So, do you have a list of commander names there?
Do you want me to read all 51 of them off?
All 51.
Yeah.
Do we?
Do we really? Do I have to read all the messages as well?
No.
Yeah. No, Ben. Let's... Don't be stupid. You have to sing them.
I'll let you do that if you want, Simon. Let me get the commanders then. I wasn't expecting to say all that. Okay, so let's go from bottom to top then. Right, well, to give our full thanks, then, we're going to have to thank Dave Hughes, Mark Harkness, E.G. Girdler, David Torrens, Rob Hooper, Dean Chapman, Stu Barber, Dan Grubb, Russell Pitcher, Darren Gray, moving up, Sam Stanley, Alan Stride, Peter Wotherspoon, Chris Forrester, Andrew Cray, Brett Pritchard, Colin Ford, Mark Winter, third floor, Steve Giller, Phil Morris, Carl Agnew, Spencer Coop, Sarah Johnson, Robbie Lister, Jerry Pringle, Anne Tweed, Steph Wyeth, Simon Walcott, Nicola Drew, John Whitehouse, Keith Wilkins, Josh Perry, Jim Bowden, Andrew Webb, Darren Landry, Stephen Usher, John Markey, Derek Lister, Steve Bunn, Anthony Hunt, Mark Douglas, Cara Collins, Mike Snoswell, Andrew Wagar, David Pearson again, no, not again, Ian Parker, Ashley Prater, Sean Gibson, John Virgo, and Ben Mosswood Ward.
Well, thank you, and every commander. And just for those of you who may not have heard exactly what's going on, Frontiers was doing a special event for special effects this week, having a blind auction, and one of the marvellous prizes they had was a cow paint job. And we couldn't possibly let it pass.
These
very
own
cow didn't have a cow paint job.
I thought I got it on my own!
These things had to go to Grant.
No.
Well, you may well have done, but we had to insure them.
Well,
you had to have that special kick in the ass. We, all 51 of us, were glad enough to kick that to you.
This explains
so much, because it's like, you know, I thought, I got an email around about 1 o'clock, and I thought, yes, right, so I sorted that all out and thought, fantastic, that's great, and then I thought, right, I'll keep it a secret until it's ready, and then we'll do something with it. And of course, I have no idea that you bunch of amazing buggers have done this for me. That is amazing. That is spectacular. I cannot believe it. Thank you guys so much. You are all mental. Absolutely mental.
That's taken us red, isn't it? We're truckers.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing less than you deserve, and thank you so much to Ben, Commander Adler Vice, for organising it.
Sorry, Grant.
Yeah, okay. Now I feel bad for calling you an idiot on air and cutting your mic off.
I am absolutely flabbergasted. It's an amazingly awesome bunch,
guys.
It goes
to an amazing charity as well, which is fantastic.
It does.
I can't believe it. But yeah, that's just fantastic. Thank you, every single one of you. And I'm going to have to wear it with pride. God, I'm going to fly that back.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to getting back into my brick.
Let me see. There we go. Let me just invite you to the secret to group now, Grant.
Oh, where?
There we go.
This will be on Discord, won't it?
No, it's just on Facebook.
Oh, that's even better. So at least I can get to that one.
There, so we can invite you there on Facebook. But do you know how hard it is to arrange things for you without trying to... You can't send group messages to anybody, Grant, because you're on every bloody group.
this is probably quite true. Yeah. I am extremely... I don't know what I am, but I'm something.
You're extremely amazing.
Well, I don't know that, but definitely...
Shall I read the message that I spammed? I actually got in trouble on Discord for posting this, Grant.
Yeah, I was going to say, he almost got banned from Discord.
I went off and spammed as many people as I could, and with, "Hi there, and I'm really sorry for the spam. I know I'm doing a bit of a Drew Wagar here, but I'm trying to do a collection for a collection, trying to ensure that we can get Commander Psycho Cow, who I assume you all know as being generous, crazy, and all-round awesome, the cow skin from Frontier's Blind Auction. Here's a link. I don't need to say this, but let's also try to keep this quiet from Grant." And if you want to go to the URL, Grant, you can go to tinyurl.com/cowwithac, cow with a K.
Okay.
And, if you want to get even more embarrassed. We've done a nice thing for our fantastic cow, but we've also raised a fantastic amount of money for Special Effect, who are just a wonderful charity. I had the very great pleasure of going up and seeing them a few weeks ago, and the work they do is extraordinary. So
that's where you were at the ambassador's
good thing
meal.
All around.
And they are an amazing charity. I mean, it's one of these things where every year I look forward to the Christmas run for this, and just to get some money raised for them and put into all the, especially the 24-hour stream, which will be on Monday, so you have to check that out. But yeah, I cannot say thank you very much. I can't say enough. I don't know how to say that. And yeah, that's amazing. That is spectacular.
You're welcome. And
well, you can always say thanks for hijacking the news, and that was the news, and we can kick Ben out of the live room.
Yeah.
thanks for making this a hard one to edit.
Oh, thank you, Ben. And that was the news.